Now let me give some illustrations. My world, essentially, is my family and hotels. Seriously, I spend as little time in the office as possible. I'd rather just write and teach, but I travel a lot. So I have constant experience with hotels. Now listen carefully what I'm going to say now. I'm going to focus on customer service, but that is only one principle. We could take any number of principles and apply the same reasoning process. I will also give illustrations by way of practices. And a lot of them work, but I'm not teaching the practices. I'm teaching the principle and illustrating through a practice. You may be in a situation where those practices are totally inapplicable. That's great. You're thinking now. You're understanding what the principle is, and then you develop your own ingenuity to analyze the situation and to apply that principle with a practice that is appropriate. I wanted to make that up front so that you don't make principles out of practices. Even this morning, I called up for an early morning breakfast. And the tone was very officious and abrupt. And I said, "How long would it take you to get some orange juice and honeydew melon up here?" 20 minutes. Well, that's the standard answer, see? And I was in the swimming pool, really, and I got out of the swimming pool to pick up the phone right there to make that call. And the person said, 20 minutes. And I said, okay. And then I looked at the clock. I could see I was running late. So as soon as I got to the room, I called and I said, "I just called downstairs. And I am really needing to be somewhere in just a few minutes. Could you get that up? Well, let me talk to somebody." And they worked it out. They brought it up instantly. Now there, they adapted, see. They adapted to the need. And sometimes it's difficult to do that. But they adapted to the need. The principle was to serve the customer. One time I went to cash a check, and I only had one check left. And if I remember right, I needed like $200. And I said, "Well, could you cash this check?" "Well, we're sorry, our rule is $50 maximum." I said, "Well, it's the only check I have, and I need more money." "Well, that's the rule." Now, always the key question to ask is, if you want a real secret, what is the underlying concern? Really, it is. In other words, what produced the rule? See, what's the principle involved? And, well, I don't know. What do you mean, underlying concern? Well, the reason behind the rule. Is it that you don't have enough money? No. Well, we have enough money. Is it you're not sure about my credit? Oh, no, we know you, Mr. Covey. It's not that at all. You're one of our good guests. It's a rule. It's a policy. I said, "Well, you know, I have a policy, too. It's called reasonableness." "Would you be willing to reason together?" "Oh, honestly, I'd get in trouble if I were to do that." "Hey, well, I don't want to put you in trouble, see." How many have frequent experiences like that? Mm-hmm. See, it's a constant experience. I was in another hotel. And as much as I can, I take my family with me. And I had my family. And we had just a short time, and we scheduled things so that we could play in the swimming pool and sit in the jacuzzi. And they were cleaning the jacuzzi. And it was in the middle of the day. And I had presentations in the morning, in the afternoon, my chance to be with the family, see? And they were really looking forward to it. And they're cleaning it in the middle of the day. So I said, "We can't use the jacuzzi." "No, we're cleaning it now." I said, "Well, why wouldn't you clean it at night? We don't work at night." "You know, why wouldn't you clean it then real early or real late?" "Well, our hours are only from here to here." So I said, "Could I talk to your manager?" So I visited with the manager and I said, "Does your PR of this hotel talk about the importance of customers and guests?" "Oh, yeah." Well, let me tell you my experience, and I related it. He said, I know, we got a bunch of dumb policies, don't we? He said, we don't do that in the food and beverage area. We really are customer focused, but out here in the hotel part, this is just run by bureaucrats. I said, well, aren't you the manager of both parts? He said, yeah, I said, but we just have a lot of policies that are followed through. And you see, if we had to hire someone at night, it would increase the costs here. I said, but, you know, yeah, I could reason with him. He said, oh, I agree. In fact, I said, why don't you come to my afternoon seminar? And he did. I don't know what happened, see? He was really intrigued. We got a good relationship going, and I think it was because he was so authentic. He was so willing. He didn't defend. He said, yeah, isn't that dumb? But here was the guy in charge, nothing I can do. You know, it's been handed to me. I mean, what do? You can't rock the boat. I went to another hotel. It's past midnight. Now notice the compasses. Just notice. Past midnight, I check in. And I said, I didn't like the airline food that much. Do you have room service this late? And they said, well, we're sorry, Mr. Covey, we don't. Closed at 11. But our only purpose is to serve you. The compass, see? True north. They got the principal. And I'd be more than happy to go to the kitchen and bring you something. But I, part of the old traditional service paradigm, instead of saying, okay, you know, letting them really fulfill their purpose, I don't want you to go to that trouble, see? And then this woman said, that is our only purpose. That's why we're here. I was impressed.